remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
It's time to visit the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. And yes, welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop, program number 121. Radio Thrift Shop embraces and celebrates the dusty side of music. 78s, cassette tapes, 45s, 33s, 16s, hike, homemade CDs. And just about everything in between. So welcome aboard. We listen to music from the last century of recorded sound, from, the late 1800s, early 1900s, to music that hasn't even been released yet. I'm going to start today's program off with a segment I call Enjoy the Experience, homemade records from 1958 through 1992, and it's inspired by the book and CD compilation of the same name. We're going to hear three tracks from Homemade Records, starting with Sherry and Myrna Amata from an LP called The Winners. This is Heaven on Their Minds. Thank you.
inquire within.
If you're looking for truth and lie,
inquire within.
If you want to tell wrong from right,
inquire within.
If you're searching for a reason,
inquire within.
Any time, any season, don't grow. Be bold, get to know your soul.
Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Inquire within.
If you're looking for the way back,
inquire within.
Now you're getting on the right track.
Inquire within.
Call it love or consciousness.
Inquire within.
It's all at the same address. Don't be blue. It's true, there's a better you.
Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are?
Buys you a ticket and your passport's honesty. Sail along a beam of love across a subtle sea.
You'll find out when you get there, it's a place of hidden wealth.
Without within, you're nothing, cause within's your real self.
So
inquire within.
All you gotta do is knock.
Inquire within.
Be the first one on your block.
Inquire within.
Within is neither near nor far.
Inquire within.
Find your very own avatar. Don't be alone. Find a friend you've always known.
Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you
Oh, my God. the globe, landed in a strange world. World two. And all about me, they know you left my leg without me and we wonderland, the breeze and I.
Well, I do hope you've enjoyed the experience of that last set. That was Gary Schneider with Cast Your Fate to the Wind and The Breeze and I. Before that, Carol Lay and Hank Mindlin, Inquire Within. We started that set off with Sherry Ernada and Heaven on Their Minds, all from the book and CD compilation Enjoy the Experience, Homemade Records, 1958 to 1992. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Before becoming a widely lauded songwriter, Jimmy Webb was just another aspiring musician living in a dingy Los Angeles apartment. "I used to eat lunch in the park," said Webb. "It was a place you could be away from the dreariness of a really bottom-scale apartment." The scenes he saw there day after day inspired him to write MacArthur Park, the unlikely 1968 hit single sung by actor Richard Harris. Now, 45 years after the location he immortalized became an unlikely pop culture touchstone, Webb will sing MacArthur Park in MacArthur Park to kick off a summer concert series. MacArthur Park was, perhaps, I'm painting it with the brush of nostalgia, a kind and gentle place, Webb said. The roster of artists who have recorded MacArthur Park is staggering, and Webb himself says he has no idea how many times it's been covered. Beyond Harris's signature version, it's also been recorded by Donna Summer, Frank Sinatra, Glen Campbell, and Liberace. Thanks to the song's curiously impressionistic lyrics, MacArthur Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down, and that cake, forever left in the rain, it stood out amongst the usual top 10 fare. Jason Hanley, education director for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, says the unorthodox MacArthur Park is partly a product of its time. "In the late 60s, particularly in California, you've got all this experimentation going on," said Hanley. He was taking elements of the great American songbook, the Cole Porter and George Gershwins of the 1930s and 40s, with pop songs of the 50s and 60s, and mixing that with these beautiful arrangements. Putting all of that into one 7-minute song is kind of crazy. MacArthur Park sprung from a request from producer Bones Howe to write a piece combining classical and rock elements for the group Howe was working with at the time, The Association, which scored 60s hits with Cherish and Windy. Webb came back with MacArthur Park, which at more than 7 minutes was too much for The Association to add to an album that was nearly finished, so the group passed. He stuck it back into his portfolio until he met with Harris, who wanted to follow his success in the musical Camelot by releasing a pop album. The song may not have reinvented Harris as a pop star, but it did end up breaking barriers on top 40 radio. Jimmy Webb says that Beatles producer George Martin told him that MacArthur Park influenced the Beatles' decision to let Hey Jude run beyond the 7-minute mark when they recorded it a couple of months after Richard Harris's album became a hit. I was very much an observer of things, and that song incorporated almost everything I saw around me, Webb said. The novelistic technique of including just enough detail to convince someone of the veracity of the tale that's being told is a common one in songwriting. Certainly that's at work in MacArthur Park. The old men playing checkers by the tree. There's the yellow cotton dress. I'd seen birthday cakes left out in the park. I didn't have to make anything up, Webb said, although he was also well-read enough to have been aware of poet W.H. Auden's famous comment that my face looked like a wedding cake left out in the rain. Webb says, MacArthur Park, I have no apologies. It's just had a kind of wild and wacky and ultimately wonderful existence as a song, and it's still around all these years later. So a few weeks ago on Radio Thrift Shop, I played Richard Harris's version of MacArthur Park. I could play that again, or I could play you a different version. So I've decided to go with the version recorded by Liberace. Yes, Liberace. From his album A Brand New Me, he arranges MacArthur Park with a tune called Echo Park and Cherry Hill Park and calls it the Parks and Recreation Suite. So here he is, Mr. Entertainment himself, from the album A Brand New Me, Liberace. Thank you. Well, that is probably the hippest Liberace album you are ever going to hear. Released, of course, in the late 1960s, and it included Barry Bailey on guitar, Larry Collins on guitar, Joe Carrero on congas, Emery Gordy on bass and vibes, Spooner Oldham on electric piano and organ, and Dennis St. John on drums. Brand new me, Liberace. I'm going to go back to privately pressed homemade records now for at least to start off this set. This is Larry Dean with Sing a Simple Song.
Thank you. I'm a rocking horseman. Come ride with me. love sees mommies love babies and mommies. If you stay a day with the rocking horse man, I'll ask you to mother my son.
Thank you. All right, from a 78 released back in 1953, that is the Esquire Boys, the Guitar Boogie Shuffle. Before that, a set of 45s, the Gregory Strings with the Third Man theme, Sherry Wainer and I Walk the Line, a kind of bizarre cover of Johnny Cash there, Moonshine with Rocking Horse Man. We started that set off with Larry Dean and Sing a Simple Song. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. We're cruising time and space and listening to old 78s, 45s, 33s, cassettes, reel-to-reels, 8-tracks, CDs. We're analog culture for the digital world. I'm going to do the Drop the Needle segment now. I have an album here that I purchased in a thrift shop, and I have not listened to it at all, but it could be promising. It's one of those Sound 4 records, which I keep discovering. It's called Percussive Moods by Johnny Keating's Combo, and it's a gatefold album. It's got a lot of liner notes, and I really haven't read them yet, but I'm really just going to give this a whirl and see how it goes. I'm going to play a track on side one, which was actually written by Johnny Keating, which is a good sign. It's not a cover tune, and it's called Heading North. Okay, that's enough. That was a minute, folks, or something like it. What can I say? That track just was a little bit too bombastic for me. Johnny Keating's Combo, the Percussive Moods album. It can't be all bad. I'm going to try another track in the not-too-distant future, maybe next Sunday AD. A lot of old-time and shortwave radio shows have the mailbag, so I thought I'd start an occasional segment here at the Radio Thrift Shop called the Thrift Shop Mailbag. This week in the mail, I received a great little zine called Thrifty Times, which is published in Alston, Massachusetts. And Thrifty Times is all about, you guessed it, thrift stores. So I absolutely love it. And I'd like to read you a review of the record roundup, Going Places, by Herb Albert. Anyone who's been to a thrift shop more than once has probably seen a Herb Albert record. Albert, whose albums have sold over 72 million copies, has sunk in popularity since his heyday in the 1960s. This could help explain why you can find at least two Albert records in any thrift store at any given time. The next time that you find a copy of this 1965 album, Going Places, in a milk crate on the floor, nestled between Juice Newton and Perry Como, you may wonder if it's worth your hard-earned 99 cents. Well, here's the answer. Yep. Maybe I'm biased because I spent part of my childhood learning how to play Tijuana Taxi on the trumpet, but I still think there's a reason why Going Places ousted the Beatles' Rubber Soul from the number one spot on the Billboard charts. Mostly this, it's fun. And every once in a while, you just want to listen to happy music played by trumpets, marimbas, and maracas. In fact, I challenge anyone to listen to Spanish Flea with a frown on their face. It cannot be done. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass might not have the same kind of enduring credibility as the Beatles, but there is a place in your music collection for this. And at 99 cents, it's quite a bargain. That was from Sarah McDonald at Thrifty Times, published in Alston, Massachusetts. For more information, you can email thriftytimes@aol.com. And you guessed it, here are some selections from Herb Alpert's 1965 LP, Going Places. Thank you. All right, there you have it. Some Herb Alpert from Going Places 1965. That was the Third Man theme. Second version of that we've heard this hour. And before that, of course, Spanish Flea. And thank you to Sarah McDonald and Thrifty Times for some great mail in the Radio Thrift Shop mailbag. Well, I like to play some relatively new music all of the time, something that's been, you know, released in 2013. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from a new release called A Sarah Template from an artist named Bigby of the White Tree, who I believe is from Maine. We're going to hear a couple of absolutely outstanding tracks, beginning with The Possibility of People.
Satan, our eyes one.
absolutely wonderful new music by Big B of the White Tree from the release A Sarah Template. We heard Possibility of People and Transcending Matter. Yes, it is summertime, and a gorgeous June it has been. Hope you enjoyed the tunes on Radio Thrift Shop. We're always cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music. By the way, if you have shortwave radio on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on frequency 7490 kilohertz, there is Marion's Attic, and Marion plays 45s. I take that back. Marion plays 78s from the 1900s, early 1900s to the mid-1950s. And it was because of Marion I actually found out that Elvis had music released on 78. Wild. Learn something new every day. All right. Wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.